Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate you coming out tonight, ladies. Okay, Master Legend is here, and well, got to tell you all a little story. A lot of people have been asking me about it, so I figured, well, go ahead and kind of start from the start. What do you think about that? You think that's a good idea, girls? Huh? You like that idea? Well, look at that.
Oh, let's see, slow reaction going on here. I'm going to get that thing set out. You think it's okay, Jerry?
All right, you pretty ladies. All right. Okay. Well, hell, all right. You're not going to like this one. It's not the happiest of Master Legend stories. Okay, let's say it started with a car wreck back in October, early October. And I was riding in the car with this lady. And I seen this guy, he was coming, and I knew, psychic senses told me, he wasn't going to stop. I knew it. And I said, he's got to move. And, well, she was not moving or it's Gypsy. Gypsy there. Okay, Gypsy. Oh, look at that. She's on the guard. Of course, I got to tell you about Gypsy. I already had Gypsy. I'm going to have to shut the door so Gypsy don't be barking through the whole show. All right, Gypsy girl, glad you made an appearance here on the show. That's right, but I'm going to shut the door for now, Gypsy. So she's always on guard. But anyway, I was in the car, and I said, watch out, he's going to hit us. Sure enough. He runs right through the stop sign and rams right into us. And I'm on the driver's passenger side there. And of course, that's right where he hits me. Bang! It slams me hard. You know, an ordinary person. I don't know. I don't know what that would happen to him. I think they'd be in a lot worse shape. But I was able to bounce to a certain extent with the force. And next day or two, I felt pain. I was feeling, you know, a bad headache and a pain up in my hip. So I figured, oh, well, I better go to the hospital. Well, anyway, it was a hit and run. So the hospital is there wanting me to come up with some kind of insurance company and all that to pay the bill. And I said, well, it was a hit and run. So they kind of gave me the brush off treatment, you know, and really didn't give me a good looking at with knowing I'm pretty sure I had a concussion there and other problems that were going on, as I'll tell you in the story here. So the other problems going on came later. So my first trip to the emergency room, they gave me a quick look over and said, oh, well, just bruised up a bit. That's it. So they didn't look any further. So the next few days, I started to get where I didn't feel like eating. I was real, like, everything that I was eating, I was throwing it up, started throwing up everything. I couldn't eat nothing. So I figured, oh, I must have got food poisoning or something. Maybe that's what happened. And so I went on longer without eating, just trying to eat whatever I could, really. Some tomato juice, or some grits, maybe, trying to eat some grits at most. I was in bad shape. So I finally, I got to where there was some internal bleeding taking place. And I started feeling real bad. I mean, it was, and this lady down the street, the one that, if only she would have moved, you know, you'll see as good and bad in this story. And so she there wanting me to do all this stuff to help her out, and I'm putting off going to the hospital to help her out. I'm doing everything I can to help her out, but I'm about to drop dead. And I thought for sure I was going to die. I know it. You see, the old legend, he's been around. I've not only have I been on the edge of death many times, I've died. And so I know what it feels like to come close to dying. So finally, I said, I better go to the hospital. I got no choice. After helping her out, you know, of course, I had to make sure I did that first. And so I got her, paid her, to drive, how you like that, you know. You do the math on that one. I paid her to drive me to the hospital. And it dropped me off at the emergency room that earlier that day. And I waited in that emergency room till about nighttime. It was nighttime. And finally, you know, make the story short. I'm trying to make it short. I got to remember. I've only got so much time. And, well, anyway, so they finally did check the blood test and all that. And they wound up getting me back in there. And they said, you're in bad shape. And I said, well, what do you mean? I was in this car wreck, you know, but I don't know what's going on. I can't eat, and internal bleeding and stuff. What's going on? And let me get a sip of my seltzer water. That's right. I'm not drinking beers anymore. If I do, I drink a no alcohol beer. It's no more alcohol for me. That'll be in the story too. I'm trying to put it all in there just right. So I get into the back room there, and they take some more blood out of me, and then other details don't want to go through. You know, I don't have to give y'all all the details, but I'm sure you could figure it out if you ever been in a hospital in bad shape. The next thing you know, they tell me if I didn't get in there in another day or two, I would have been dead. I had lost so much blood, and they had to get me in the ICU and give me 2 bags of blood. So I was in there, and a lot of vitamins too. And then on top of the not eating and stuff, it all led to one problem after the other. I'm anemic right now, just to get around to, I'm having to go to this thing and get the torture poison, which I'll tell you about that too. But I'm trying to go through the story one step at a time without bouncing all around. So there I am. I'm in the hospital, and I'm like, oh no, how could this have ever happened to me? And they're saying, we think your gallbladder quit working. And I'm going, oh no. And they say, we might probably have to cut out the gallbladder. But I'm thinking there's something more worse problems going on than just that. So luckily for me, the next morning, after I got that blood and everything, they brought me down to this machine to check out, run me through there and to check out the gallbladder. And they said, nope, it's not working. And I'm like, oh no. But they took me out the machine for some reason. And they said, we'll put you back in. And I said, and then, you got to do anything, go use the bathroom or something. And, so I wasn't doing too good at that point. I was real sick feeling, telling you. So I kind of made my way on over to the bathroom and all shaky and everything. It was not the greatest legend scene here. And then I went and used the bathroom a little bit. And then, well, I come back and I was praying to God, please, God, I don't want the gallbladder to get removed. And people are saying, oh, it's no big deal. But something kept telling me I need them to look further. So he brought me back to that machine, and there I was concentrating, using all the metaphysical powers of God that I have. And I managed to do it. The gallbladder started working again. The guy, he says, wow, never seen that before. I said, well, I said a prayer, and you see a miracle. See there, super friends? That's how Master Legend has survived through all the years. Secret right there. Not a big secret, but I know who's on my side. Remember that. So then, well, I go ahead and they bring me to this other thing, and they're saying, well, we're going to have to check for more internal bleeding. And then they had to run the tubes, you know, up and through my butt and down my throat. Both at the same time, they were doing the big double on me. And, well, luckily, when they did it, I was I had to be knocked out, okay? They knocked me out, so I didn't even know it happening to me when they did it. But before that, I had to drink this stuff, this big gallon. Oh, and it was disgusting. It was like 2 gallons of this stuff. It's supposed to taste like a lime flavor, but it's it's horrible. And I had to keep drinking it. And before long, it didn't take long for that stuff to start making its way through. And it was torture chamber then. And they brought me in. They just brought me into this room, another room from the ICU, if I've skipped over a part. They brought me into this room before I had to drink that drink. After I got out of all that testing me bit, they put me in this other room to make me drink that stuff. And I was in this room, and they put me in there. It was a stinky room. And it was this room's stinking. Luckily, I got the nurse to get me some air freshener. So then, anyway, there's so many stupid things that went on. The endless needles and needles and needles poking and poking. And then, well, anyway, I had to drink that stuff, and it was bad. There's some things I can't even tell you about on the Master Legend show. It's that bad. I'm telling you, let me take a sip of my herbal tea here. I'm drinking my herbal cancer-fighting teas and hopes, because I wait to tell you the rest of this story. So they did some more searching around then, and after I went through that misery, they put me through a round of other machines. And, well, that was after the tube thing, then a round of other machines. It was like one thing after the other. I mean, so many different things. And then they said, we have to take pictures of your other parts of your body to see where there's any other internal bleeding. Well, they found internal bleeding in my gut, and it was like a rip in the intestine from the car wreck. They did find that, so there we go. Luckily, that's supposedly all healed up now. And so they found that, and then they went digging around a little more, and they seen my liver and told me that I had liver damage. It was liver badly bruised. All the organs around were badly bruised. And they asked me if I had drank and all that. And I said, yeah, I just like to drink some beer. And they said, no, you better not drink any more at all, at least not until you find out if your liver gets well again, repairs itself and whatever, so it got damaged, and they said I had some liver damage too from the drinking. So I figured best thing to do is not to drink anymore. So I'm not drinking anymore. I drink some no alcohol beers and seltzer water and herbal teas, because the other thing, then they went searching a little bit more, and this was the other thing. So I'm laying in the bed here, and the lady's hit me with all the bad news and all, and she says, oh, we also found a lump on your kidney. And I'm like, oh no, and we need you to go to this doctor when you get out the hospital. And that was around a line of doctors, so many of them. I've been going to them almost, it's a new thing that I do. Go to doctors. It's kind of slowed down a bit. For a while there, it was like almost every day, and some twice a day, 2 different doctors a day. And you got insurance. Like I'm lucky enough to have, then they give you the red carpet treatment then. Otherwise, it's let you die. But I don't know why, the first time they didn't treat me so good, because they didn't want to use my insurance. They wanted to get something from the car some kind of way the laws work or whatever, stupid stuff. But they have those laws are can make it where you live or die, tell you the truth. So anyway, so let's get back to the hospital. So I'm in the hospital still, went through all that stuff, and I hear about all that stuff. Finally, they let me out, and then I go to the urologist. So I'm out of the hospital then. I get back home. I was gone for almost a week. Good old Gypsy had to stay here by herself. And luckily, the lady down the street, I told her I would pay her, which I did, if she come here and made sure Gypsy had food and water. And I had these pads up in a separate room. It's a cement floor. Well, it's got linoleum over it, but it's not, you know, it's where I mop it, clean it up all the time. You know, it's clean. And but I use pads. I have these pads, you know, that old people use, like they put in a bed in case they pee on themselves. Well, Gypsy's trained to do that or go outside. She can do either one. She's a very great little dog. Here she is right here with me, right, Gypsy? And she's been a big help to me, too, in these sad times because, you know, by myself, it's kind of hard, y'all. You can do is think about the bad stuff, you know, but when you got little Gypsy around, you think about happier things and trying to make her happy, and she's happy and makes me happy. Keeps my mind off of just thinking about all I'm trying to tell you about. So I go to the urologist, and then he goes ahead and this is what happens. He goes and he has this lady, they had this thing, and they rub it some grease on you, and they go ultrasound or whatever they call it, and they're looking at it, and then I talk to him, and he says, the lump is there, and I said, he said, like the hospital said so, and I said, oh no, you think it's really cancer like they think it is, and he says, I'm 95% positive. Yes, that's right. That's what he told me. I was like, oh, no, you know. All right, settle down. Go get me that seltzer. Oh, I tell you, you know, poor girl, she's in hysterics. Anyway, while she's in the kitchen getting that seltzer for me, I'll tell you the rest of the story. So the guy says, definitely cancer. And I said, oh, no, what can you do about that? I'm drinking the herbal teas. I got these dose things. Never do anything to help anyone. This. Don't believe that. And I said, well, you know, I've seen it had worked before, and that don't work. I said, okay, but I'm still drinking them anyway. You know, I'm not going to let him just tell me it don't work when I've seen it work. And one time years ago, I had cancer before, and I didn't have insurance, and they turned me away. And that's how come I know about the herbal stuff, you know, because I had a cancer in my neck before, and it was a bad, hurting, painful one, too. And they left me to die because I didn't have any insurance. And that's what they did to me. You know what they did to me? They just treated me like I was nothing, like I was the worst. That's how they done that. And they didn't care one bit about it either. That's right. So luckily, anyway, that got found in the car wreck, or it never would have been found, and it could have made grow bigger and bigger and be worse. So they had to do all this stuff, test on me and stuff, that toilet runs over and all that thing. Yeah, you cut that thing off. And, but, so they had all these other tests, the heart doctor, and then they said I was anemic. And he told before he could do any surgery, like he said, there's this thing, he can go in and cut part of it out of my kidney or take out the whole kidney. But I was so anemic that my body wasn't able to heal itself. So that's where I've been going to this infusions where they give me this iron and something else in it. And that it really hurts my bones. I'm telling you, I think it's been really adding to some pains and miseries. So that's what I've been doing. And going to that thing, every week, every Wednesday, I happen to go there every Wednesday and go sit in there and take the torture poison. And I did write a song about it. You know, some of you may have heard about it. My latest hit, the Torture Poison. If you haven't heard it, I got it up on my YouTube, along with some of my other latest heavy metal hits. Yep, that's right. And I've got some new ones coming too. I'm working on them. I've got to find some better recording, some better type of recording. Well, equipment, you know, I'm doing what I can, you know, what would I have here? So anyway, there was some people, and I'm thankful. A nice lady and her friends, they helped me out. It was her birthday, and she got some friends that helped me out with a few things, you know, a few dollars. It was well needed so I could get some things that I really needed to have. The cold was coming in, and it was bad. And tell you the truth, there was stuff I had to buy and everything through all this incident that cut me real short, and I thought the electric was going to go out. I thought I was going to, and it was, and just so my luck, it'd be the most freezing time of the whole year here in Arkansas. And I was like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And it was already cold enough in this house with the with no insulation. And there's me and Gypsy. So I went and I got a tent. And it was I think a two-person, or maybe they call it a four-person, more like a two-person to me. But and, well, me and Gypsy set that tent up in the living room, and that's where we stayed up in the tent and had a heater going. We had the heater going, and I was looking at TV and everything. You know, we was camping out in the living room. So that's what we were doing. And even though the electric was on, this house still freezing, a freezing house. I never wanted to come here to begin with, though it took long enough to make very few friends around here, I'll tell you, very few. And then my plan is, this is my plan, just so you know, I got a little time left, 6 minutes left on the show. My plan is to get out of this horrible cancer scene. I'm hoping, this is my hope, that I go to that, you know, that's my only, I'm not drinking anymore, so I'm not worried about the liver scene. I feel a lot better, and I've been going to the Planet Fitness and stuff, so I'm doing a lot better and eating a lot better. But once I can get through this cancer scene, then I just want to be able to move on. I'm hoping that, you know, I believe God will help me to do this. You know, he works in very mysterious ways, of course. And, well, I'm hoping to get a camper and a truck and a lot. Find me a cheap lot and a place to go park and build a shed and have my camper trailer parked on there and a fenced-in yard gypsy to run around in. That'll be a home base. And then I can take off, still travel places, go visit some super friends around the United States. I've had a few people already say, you know, if I'm ever around, they told me that I can park in their yard and they'll throw me the extension cord and, you know, take a shower and all that. But I won't be imposing. That's the good thing, you know. I don't even have to take a shower in someone's house because the right camper, you got everything you need, you know. What's good about it. And then I have a special, because sadly to say, the legend 57. Maybe I'll make it to 58. That's in July. 58. That's a few months away now. But the old legend will try to stretch it that far. But that's what I'm hoping to do, is get the camper and be able to go off and visit super friends, go, and with my card, I can go to campgrounds for discount because I'm disabled. I've got a disability card, sad to say. And I can go and get these nice discounts and hang out at these really nice campgrounds. There's one that's not too far away from me, and it's called Willow Beach. I could go stay there, my special disability camp permit, for $150 a month. How about that? You know, I know that sounds like I'm bumming it, but if you've seen the place, it looks like I'd be like I'm living like a millionaire. That's how great, nice, clean, good place it is. Big old lake with fishing and boats and stuff. Real nice place. Barbecue pits and fire burning, all that. You can do it all over there. And then for $150 a month, that includes electric and water. And, you know, you could live at a place like that. Dogs welcome, as long as they're on a leash. That's all right. Gypsy's used to that. And that's my plan, not just there, but lots of other places. That's just one place, because I got to get away from this neighborhood. It's a horrible place. Say, I got a little time still. This is it's not my neighborhood. When I say the ghetto, it really is. And it's not anything to do with colors, because in the ghetto, there's all colors in the ghetto. And the only problem is that most of all those colors like to be dishonest kind of people, and drug addicts, thieves, murderers, all that stuff. I've done my share fighting them all, and even tamed down this place. Though one guy that's not here anymore, make the story short, he said I was the best thing that came around here, because this place is running rampant with thugs until I came along. Well, anyway, hey, the ladies, I think, want Master Legend to sing a song. Y'all want Master Legend to sing y'all a little music? What you want to do? No, we're not going to do sad songs. No sad song. I'm going to do a happy song, huh? Y'all ready for a happy song? Legend, tell you a nice happy song.
All right. Okay. I know what song you want to hear. That's right. You pretty ladies.
They want to hear some of them Master Legend's greatest hits is what they want to hear. So, all right, super friends. Master Legend's on his way. Because, you know, you can't keep pretty ladies waiting. It's not something you want to do. There's always some other guy thinking they can come move in on my territory.
They think they can. They're over here at Legend's house. That's right. Okay, guys. We're going to go.